Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Amen. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
Thank you.
nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, Lord.
We declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. At the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Be the center, say, Jesus, be the center of my life. Jesus, be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Luke. That's the Gospel of Luke. And we are going to, and when you get there, go to Luke chapter 11. Amen. And when you get to chapter 11, then we're going to go down to verse 29. And we're going to read verses 29 through 36. Amen. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation where it says, now these verses have to do with Jesus warns against unbelief. Amen. And it says, Luke 11, 29 through 36. And this is Jesus speaking. And he says, as the crowd pressed in on Jesus, he said, this evil generation keeps asking me to show them a miraculous sign. But the only sign I will give them is the sign of Jonah. What happened to him was a sign to the people of Nineveh that God had sent him. What happens to the Son of Man will be a sign to these people that he was sent by God. The Queen of Sheba will stand up against this generation on Judgment Day and condemn it, for she came from a distant land to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Now, someone greater than Solomon is here, but you refuse to listen. The people of Nineveh will also stand up against this generation on Judgment Day and condemn it. For they repented of their sins at the preaching of Jonah. Someone greater than Jonah is here, but you refuse to repent. Amen. Verse 33 to 36 tells us Jesus teaches about the light within. He says, no one lights a lamp and then hides it or puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where its light can be seen by all who enter the house. Your eye is a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is good, your whole body is filled with light. But when it is bad, your body is filled with darkness. Make sure that the light you think you have is not actually darkness. And verse 36, if you are filled with light, with no dark corners, then your whole life will be radiant, as though a floodlight were filling you with light. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. So you see, what was the sign of Jonah? God had asked Jonah to the Gentiles, non-Jews. Jesus was affirming Jonah's message. Salvation is not only for Jews, but for all people. And you'll find that in Matthew 12 and 40 adds another explanation. Jesus would die and rise again in 3 days, just as the prophet Jonah was rescued after 3 days in the belly of the fish, of the great fish. Amen? So the cruel, warlike men of Nineveh in verses 29 through 32 capital of Assyria repented when Jonah preached to them, and Jonah did not even care about them. The pagan queen of Sheba praised the God of Israel when she heard Solomon's wisdom, and Solomon was full of faults. By contrast, Jesus, the perfect Son of God, came to the people that he loved dearly, but they rejected him. Thus, God's chosen people made themselves more liable to judgment than either a notoriously wicked nation or a powerful pagan queen. Compare that to 10, 12 through 15, where Jesus says, to the evil city of Sodom, Tyre, and Sidon will be judged less harshly than the city in Judah and Galilee that rejected Jesus' message. Now, verses 31 to 32 tells us that the people of Nineveh and the queen of Sheba had turned to God with far less evidence than we have today. We have eyewitnesses of the risen Jesus, the counting power of the Holy Spirit, of continuing power of the Holy Spirit, unleashed at Pentecost, easy access to the Bible, and the knowledge of 2,000 years of Christ's acts through his church, with the knowledge and insight available to us. Our response, Christ, ought to be even more complete and wholehearted. Amen? And verses 33 through 36, the lamp is Christ. The eye represents spiritual understanding and insight. Evil desires make the eye less sensitive and blot out the light of Christ's presence. If you have a hard time seeing God at work in the world and in your life, check your vision. Are any sinful desires binding you to Christ? Praise be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, every good and perfect gift comes from you. We have plenty to eat, warm homes, enjoyable jobs, good health, loving families, and a caring church family. We thank you for every good and perfect gift you send our way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us to trust you and to practice being generous. Help us to give sacrificially, to give more than you require, so that we can meet the material and spiritual needs of others, and so that you might receive praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Now, the glow of a cigarette on a dark night is visible 3/4 of a mile. The glare of a match can be seen for a mile. Light from a good flashlight is visible for 1.5 miles. Light from a 100-watt lamp can be seen for 12.5 miles. The headlights from your automobile are visible for 20 miles on a clear night. Our Lord taught that Christians' influence can light the whole world. Christians' influence is described as preservation, which means salt of the earth. Through demonstration, light of the world. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Matthew's chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. And it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Now let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Amen. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is God's Light in Us Offers Guidance to the World. Amen. I'll say that again. God's light in us offers guidance to the world. Tonight, my message is divided into 4 parts, paragraphs. Amen. Number one, we're going to talk about the Christian's light, and the Christian light can light the world. Praise God. Amen. Praise be to God. Now, when Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world," he related the mission of the Christian to a familiar Palestinian object. The houses in Palestine were very dark and had only one small circular window, not more than 18 inches across. Each home had a lamp that was no more than a sauce boat filled with oil with a floating wick. Amen? Now the lamp stood on a lampstand that was no more than a small, roughly shaped wooden table for safety's sake. The lamp was removed from its stand and put under an earthen bushel, measured so that it might burn without risk when the family was away from the home. Praise God. Light exposes darkness. Now, the primary duty of the lamp's light was to be seen. Thus, our Lord indicates that the Christian is to love in such a way that others might see Christ in his or her life. Praise God. And so as it's shown through the small window and as its rays reach the rooms of the house, the lamp served as a guide. The best guide to the better life is that of a Christian whose influences counts for Christ. As it's shown through the small window, the light warned travelers of dangerous obstacles along the road. The Christian's influence should serve as a warning sign for all to observe. His or her life should say, "Warning, walk this way." An elderly blind man was seen carrying a lantern on a dark night. Since you cannot see, why are you carrying a lantern? Asked an interested friend. And the blind man said, "I carry a lantern at night," he said, "so that others won't stumble over me." Praise be to God. Number two, only the Christian can be the light of the world. The yea or the ye is in the emphatic position. Our Lord is saying, ye and ye alone are the light of the world. No one else can take the place of the Christian in this world, which is dark with sin. Now, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8. John, chapter 8, verse 12. Okay. So John, chapter 8, verse 12 says, Jesus is the light of the world. This is what this verse is referring to. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life." Amen. Praise be to God. To understand what Jesus meant by the light of the world, Jesus was speaking in the treasury, the part of the temple where the offerings were put in 8 and 20, and where candles burn to symbolize the pillar of light, the pillar of fire that led the people of Israel through the wilderness in Exodus 13, 21 and 22. But in this context, Jesus called himself the light of the world. The pillar of fire represents God's presence, protection, and guidance. Likewise, Jesus brings God's presence, protection, and guidance. Is he the light of your world? What does it mean to follow Christ? As a soldier follows his captain, so we should follow Christ, our commander. As a slave follows his master, so we should follow Christ, our Lord. As we follow the advice of a trusted counselor, so we should follow Jesus. Commands to us in scripture as we follow the laws of our nation, we should follow the laws of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Praise God. Now, let's go over to John chapter 9. And we're going to read chapter 9, verses 4 through 5, where it says, this is Jesus still speaking. He said, we must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world. Amen? So Jesus is telling us that he is the light of the world. Now let's go over to John chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 35 through 36. Praise be to God. Verses 35 through 36, and it says, this is Jesus still speaking. Jesus replied, my light will shine for you just a little longer. Walk in the light while you can, so the darkness will not overtake you. Those who walk in the darkness cannot see where they are going. In the light, while there is still time, then you will become children of the light. After saying these things, Jesus went away and was hidden from them. Amen. So Jesus said he would be with them in person for only a short time, and they should take advantage of his presence while they had it, like a light shining in a dark place. He would point out the way they should walk. If they walked in his light, they would become children of the light, revealing the truth and pointing people to God. As Christians, we are to be Christ-like bearers, letting his light shine through us. How brightly is your light shining? And can others see Christ in your actions? So while Jesus was on earth, He was the light of the world. Praise be to God. Now, since Christ left the earth, Christians have been given the responsibility of demonstrating him to the world. So turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, where it says, so that no one criticize you, live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright lights in a world full of crooked and perverse people. Amen? So Jesus was saying our lives should be characterized by moral purity, patience, and peacefulness so that we will shine brightly in a dark and depraved world. A transformed life is an effective witness to the power of God's word. Are you shining brightly or are you clouded by complaining and arguing? Don't let dissension snuff out your light. Shine out for God. Your role is to shine until Jesus returns and bathe the world in his radiant glory. Amen? Praise God. The radiance of the Christian's life depends on how close he is to Jesus Christ. So let's turn to 2 Corinthians. Praise God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 6 through 7. For God, who said, let there be light in the darkness, has made this light shine in our hearts so we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. We now have this light shining in our hearts, but we ourselves are like fragile clay jars containing this great treasure. This makes it clear that our great power is from God, not from ourselves. Amen. So the supremely valuable message of salvation in Jesus Christ has been entrusted by God to frail and fallible human beings. Paul's focus, however, was not on the perishable container, but on its priceless content. God's power dwelling in us, though we are fragile clay jars, God uses us to spread his good news, and he gives us power to do his work, knowing that the power is his, not ours, should keep us from pride and motivate us to keep daily contact with God and our power source. Our responsibility is to let people see God through us. Amen. Praise be to God. Number three, the Christian's light cannot be hidden. A city set on a hill. That's you? The Christians' influence cannot be hidden. A city with shining lights can be seen from all sides on a dark night. Not all lights have the same wattage. Some are only 15 watts and others are 500 or even 1,000. God has used for even a dim bulb on a dark night. Regardless of how dimly it shines, the light of a Christian's influence is being observed by someone. So remember, Christians, when you think that you are not being watched, trust and believe you are being watched. Amen. There's always somebody watching. Bury my influence with me was the request of a Christian whose light had not shone very brightly for Christ. When he came to die, he was filled with regret that he had done so little for Christ. But Jesus taught that one's influence cannot be buried with him. Amen. Number four, there is a place for every Christian's life. The Christian is not fired up to frizzle. Lights are lit for the purpose of shining. The bushel was placed over the lamp only on rare occasions. The lamp was never kindled for the purpose of being covered. There is a place for every light. Each light in the Palestinians' houses sat on its own particular table so that it would shine through the small window and to the rooms of the house. Each Christian has a particular place from which he or she is to shine. Without the elevation of the lamp, the light is wasted. A lighthouse at the Charleston, South Carolina, boasts of 20 million candle power and is visible for 20 miles. But the secret to its success is the 140-foot structure on which it sits. One must find the will of God for one's One must find the will of God for one's life and shine from it to the best of his or her ability. People walking in darkness need the light of Christians in all sectors of life to guide them to Christ. Thus, each believer must bear the responsibility of keeping his or her lamp shining brightly for Christ at all times. Praise be to God. So Christ promised that there should be one more sign given, even the sign of Jonah the prophet, which in Matthew is explained as meaning the resurrection of Christ. And he warned them to accept this sign. But even if Christ himself were the constant preacher in any congregation, the worked miracle daily among them, yet unless his grace humble their hearts, they would not profit by his word. Let us not desire more evidence and fuller teaching than the Lord is pleased to afford us. We should pray without ceasing that our hearts and understandings may be open, that we may profit by the light we enjoy, and especially take heed that the light which is in us be not darkness. For if our leading principles be wrong, our judgment and practice must become more so. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say that light makes no noise. Lighthouses sound no drums. They merely shine. The influence of Christians causes others to see Christ in them. But for what purpose? Surely not for their own glory. Christians influence the world toward Christ for the glory of God. With Paul, the Christians asserts in Galatians 2 and 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. And if you have not let your light so shine for Christ, and you're living in darkness, all you have to do to find the light is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me. Deliver me and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me to obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible teaching church to continue to further your walk with Christ. Amen. And my benediction for this evening is coming from Jude 24 through 25. And it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And at this time, I'd like to play a selection and continue with our sweet hour of prayer and our inspirational music. Praise be to God, for I learn to trust in the Lord.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cries out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry, God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Put your trust. always say they got your back. Hard time will make you face the truth back. A waste of life, you can't turn back. Mama cried so much till she had a heart attack. In your cell, you're crying out, oh Lord. In the dark, disappoints, answers your call. You feel the Holy Spirit anointed you fall. The light of His word picks you up and stand tall. Stand tall.
God, mighty God of Israel, I want to thank you, for you are a God of purpose and planning, and you have chosen Israel as the channel through which you have brought salvation to mankind. Through the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, deity in human form, and his subsequent death, burial, and resurrection, you have made a way for all mankind to be free from sin. And we are blessed. In gratitude, I give you praise and thanksgiving for your plan of salvation and for delivering Israel throughout the years so that Jesus Christ but into the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God. We are your people. Let's bring your life together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem.
The problem may be,
He's in control.
He's in control and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory cause.
I have the victory for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
in Him I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what, the problem may be,
He's in control.
He's in control and He knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
Him I live, I move,
in
and
him I live, I move, and have my King.
Say like the best of people.
Best of
come on, lift them up with
you. You're in control. He's in control and He knows everything.
I have the victory,
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live.
In Him I live, move and have my being.
Say that again. No matter what.
No matter what the problem may be.
Come on, clap your hands like this and sing it with us.
Mighty God of Israel, I ask you to grant peace to Israel. I ask you to extend your hand of compassion and mercy into the areas of destruction where men, women, and children are being injured and killed. And to rescue them, I pray for your power in the midst of chaos, your grace in the midst of despair. I lift up to you the government of Israel as well as the military and pray that your kingdom agenda will be made manifest in them. Bring the Israelite people to a saving knowledge of you and protect them as they define their innocent people from terrorists and militants. I blessed Israel in your name today, El Elohim Yisrael, and ask you to bless them as well and help me to share your heart for Israel. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. For Lord, you are holy. Praise God.
Father.
He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory. The glory of the only Son of the Father. You might be in despair, but the word says anything you ask in Jesus' name will be given unto you. Thank you.
Amen. Praise be to God. And Joshua 22:22 says, the mighty one, God, the Lord, El Elohim Jehovah, the mighty one, God, the Lord, he knows and may Israel known. If it was in rebellion or if in an unfaithful act against the Lord, do not save us this day. Elohim, El Elohim Jehovah, which means the mighty one, God the Lord. You are the mighty one. You are our mighty God, the Lord. We don't have adequate words in our language to express the great and mighty aspects of who you are. So we repeat the words in an attempt to give you a semblance of what is due you. You know all. You are over all. You are stronger than all and everything combined. We praise you for your power, strength, and might, and we humbly bow before you to honor your rightful place in our life as El Elohim Jehovah. Praise be to God. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me. From this place where I'm at, yeah, I need an answer, and you know all the facts. I'm done all I can, tired of making mistakes, over and over again. So I'm calling on you. Know what to do. So I'm praying to thee. When I get up, I'll stand in victory. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Take away the hurt. When I can't seem to make it work, I've done all that I can. Turn on your words, I'm ready to stand. So I'm hearing your voice in silence and in melody. Yeah. So I'm flowing, flowing in your will. All that I am, I have to fulfill. Oh. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah. Move me, Lord, yeah. Take full control of me. Show me the way to go. Use me and move me, yeah.
I am leaving this place now, letting go of all my fears, saying goodbye to the memory I hold dear. I can finally breathe again. It's a new day, farewell past. As I close this chapter, oh,
Amen. Praise be to God. No looking back. My devotional message for this evening is entitled, No Matter What Your Circumstances. Amen. Praise God. And my scripture reading is coming from Psalms 21:6. And it says, surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. Praise be to God. My second scripture reading is coming from Proverbs 2:4. And it says, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasures. Amen. And my third scripture reading is coming from Colossians 1:16 from the New King James Version. And it says, for by him all things were created and created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Again, the title says, no matter what your circumstances may be, you can find joy in my presence. On some days, joy is generously strewed along your life path, glistening in the sunlight. On days like that, being content is as simple as breathing the next breath or taking the next step. Other days are overcast and gloomy. You feel the strain of the journey, which seems endless. Dull gray rocks greet your gaze and cause your feet to ache. Yet joy is still attainable. Search for it as for hidden treasures. Begin by remembering that I have created this day. It is not a chance occurrence. Recall that I am present with you, whether you sense my presence or not. Then start talking with me about whatever is on your mind. Rejoice in the fact that I understand you perfectly, and I know exactly what you are experiencing. As you continue communicating with me, your mood will gradually lighten. Awareness of my marvelous companionship can infuse joy into the grayest day. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. In Jesus' name, amen. El Elohim Jehovah, the mighty one, God, the Lord, pardon our iniquities, for they are many. We confess that we have not always honored you as the mighty, powerful, and strong one over all. Too often we place our own wants and desires above seeking what you want and desire in and through us. Forgive us for boxing you in, trying to figure you out or predicting what you will do rather than acknowledging that you are the Lord God of gods. You know and see everything and deserve the highest place of respect in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. 'Cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Through you, blind eyes are open. Strongholds are broken. I am living by faith. Nothing is impossible.
Remain as Jehovah, the relational God. You are not so strong and so big that you forget to commune with someone like us. You can accomplish your plans without us, but thank you for giving us a role in your plans anyway, because you love us. Thank you for your love, a healthy love, not dependent on anyone else. Because of your strength and power, you are able to love even in the face of disappointment. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And as we are coming to a closing of this part of our program for this evening, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and keep you until we meet again tomorrow at 10 a.m. Amen. At 10 a.m. and at 10:15, our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins will be here to bring us a mighty word from God. So again, have a wonderful evening and happy Sabbath to those who are our Seventh-day Adventists and those who celebrate Christ on Saturdays. And those on Sundays, again, happy Sabbath to every one of you. Praise God. So I want to say we love you. We thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. And shalom to each and every one. And we are going to leave out on all belongs to you. Good night, everyone. God bless. Love you. Maybe because you're not.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.